This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Immigration authorities proposed what appear to be the largest fines in the nation against three Colorado employers. CPR's Ben Marcus reports.
More than $8 million in possible fines for employing unauthorized workers. That includes a more than $6 million fine against CCS Denver, which provides janitorial services. CPR News could not locate the other two companies, and a spokesperson for Immigration and Customs Enforcement did not respond to a request for comment. The proposed fines come after audits by ICE. Tom Homan, President Donald Trump's border czar, promised a 400% increase in workplace enforcement actions. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
With spring in full swing, the number of people hospitalized with respiratory viruses has eased considerably from winter peaks. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
There are almost 90 people now in Colorado hospitals with RSV, COVID-19, or flu, with each accounting for about a third of the patients. That's well below the peak of around 600 total earlier in the winter. Flu and RSV caused more hospitalizations this winter than COVID-19. That's a reversal from the peak of the pandemic. Of the three, RSV is the one that's circulating the most based on testing and surveillance of wastewater. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
A complaint alleging a breach of campaign finance rules related to a special election in Colorado Springs was dismissed this week by the Secretary of State's office. Deputy Secretary of State Andrew Klein said the complaint falls within the jurisdiction of the city, not the state. The so-called Karman Line annexation near Schriever Space Force Base was approved by council earlier this year. It's the subject of a special election in June. Colorado Springs and Metro Denver with highs today in the 60s, getting gradually warmer toward the weekend. This is CPR News and KRCC.